Why isn't prayer easy? Imagine this example. A father wishes to introduce prayer to their son. And typically we hear people do it this way, which sounds perfect, but in reality it's flawed. The father says to the son, "Look, I want you to start praying." The son's like, "Why? What's the whole point?" And the father turns to him and says, "Look, go be in love with Allah. Go tell God your secrets. Go open up to your Lord." Sounds good, right? What goes through the mindset of the son? He's thinking, okay, when I've got secrets to share, I'm going to go speak with God. When I've got something that I need to discuss with him, when I've got an issue, I'll go speak to him. Now, what if that boy at some point in his life doesn't have a secret to share, doesn't have a problem to share? Will he still go and share something with God? Will he still go and speak with God? Or has it now been reduced to a transactional thing? When I've got something for God, then I'll go speak to him. If not, no worries. I'll see you tomorrow. No, I'll see you next week. No, I'll see you next month. So this understanding of prayer is flawed because it becomes transactional. Right now, don't try and pursue the enjoyment of prayer. That shouldn't be your primary goal. It shouldn't be when you feel good. No. Don't try and pursue that. Prayer isn't always coupled with lamentation or with enjoyment. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam is reported to say in Nahj al-Balagha, "Hearts are imbued with the power to advance and retreat. We're always in different stages. Sometimes we're in the mood for worship. We're well up for it. In Shahr Ramadan, we're buzzing. But in other moments, in the middle of the night, when we've had a really late evening because of work, sometimes we just don't fancy it. But we still, for some reason, have to obey these obligatory prayers, even in the most extreme circumstances. You see, if it was compulsory for us to be weeping when we would pray, then yes, we'd have to wait for a certain moment when we're in the mood. But actually, Allah is very clear. This prayer is required of you at all times, with very few situations where it isn't. We're told to pray regardless of our mood, even when it's extremely tricky in tough circumstances. Why? Well, look at the growth. Even when we're not in the mood, we've got to pray. It requires us to dig deep. It requires us to battle against our own will and desires. And it's not enjoyable in the beginning that we've mentioned. And it's designed this way. It's repetitive. It eliminates any innovative, sweet, new feeling that we get, because God wants us to grow from this repetitive action. So if we start with the mindset of, it's when I've got something to share, or I must enjoy it, then we will never grow. And in fact, we'll give up prayer so quickly. Prayer makes us grow, especially when we don't enjoy it. When we really don't want to do it. When it's in the middle of a football match, or it's in the middle of the night, or when we're absolutely knackered, when we're able to really dig deep and say, you know what? My feeling is secondary to Allahu Akbar. That is always greater. That is always the greatest. And in that moment, we become a human because we make a decision. We make a decision that is God first and my feelings second. That is the power of this prayer. So embrace it. When prayer prods you, embrace it. It's no issue. It's God wanting us to grow closer to him.